President Trump's visit to Great Britain continues today. His time Monday was mostly spent with members of the royal family, while today is a bit more focused on politics and policy. Protesters are making their presence known, but the president says he didn't pay much attention to them.
We left the prime minister, the queen, the royal family. There were thousands of people on the streets cheering. And even coming over today, there were thousands of people cheering. And then I heard that there were protests. I said, where are the protests? I don't see any protests. I did see a small protest today when I came, very small. So a lot of it is fake news, I hate to say.
And now we turn to BBC correspondent Rich Preston for more. Rich, I can hear some activity coming up behind you. Clearly, President Trump has generated a tremendous amount of interest. Can you describe the scene where you are?
Yes, Steve, huge amount of interest. I'm in Parliament Square at the moment, so I'm looking at Big Ben as I talk and the Palace of Westminster, and there's a big crowd in front of me who've gathered here over the past few hours. They're protesting against President Trump being here in the UK. Now, Mr. Trump arrived yesterday, and that was really the big royal day when he had his state banquet. A couple of mini demonstrations outside Buckingham Palace then. But today's all been about the politics. So this is really when people have taken to the streets, and they gathered earlier on this morning in Trafalgar Square and made their way down to Parliament Square, where they are now, carrying a range of banners and placards, dump Trump, people against Trump, get Trump out, Trump not welcome, etc., etc. So a very strong and clear message from the crowd here.
Rich, I suppose one could make an educated guess, but what are the protesters especially upset about when it comes to President Trump?
Well, there's a couple of key things. One is climate change. That's an issue that many people in the UK feel very strongly about, and it didn't go down too well when President Trump pulled the United States out of the Paris climate deal. So lots of people here waving banners on that topic. There's also people when it comes to nuclear weapons and saying they don't want a nuclear war. They're kind of referring to ongoing tensions with the likes of Iran at the moment. And also people talking about border walls and, you know, we should be building a wall here in the UK to keep President Trump out. Now, it's worth adding, there are a couple of groups here pro-President Trump. Their numbers aren't as great as those protesting against Mr. Trump's visit, and they've been met with a bit of a fierce opposition from the anti-Trump crowds here. But there are a few people gathered on the sidelines saying they're happy Mr. Trump's here and that he's a friend of the UK's.
Now, certainly there's been a tremendous amount of attention paid to Brexit, and earlier today there was a press conference of sorts. President Trump was joined by UK Prime Minister Theresa May. Did any news come out of that?
Nothing solid other than statements about the fact that UK and the US generally want to work together. Now, the UK is still in the middle of its Brexit negotiations, so it's tough for it to actually get into formal agreements with the United States. However, President Trump said he's confident we can reach a, quote, phenomenal trade deal. He talked about the $1 trillion worth of trade that's done between the UK and the US and said that once the UK has left the European Union, that can be two, maybe even three times better. A phenomenal trade deal is on the horizon, he said.
Rich, you mentioned that yesterday was sort of a royal day for President Trump. What's on the agenda primarily today?
Well, on the agenda for today is President Trump has had his breakfast meetings with Theresa May and business leaders. He's also enjoyed a tour of the cabinet war rooms. Those are the war rooms that Winston Churchill and President Roosevelt got together to discuss the likes of the D-Day landings in. And then this evening he has another banquet. This time it's not Buckingham Palace, it's at Winfield House. That's the residence of Woody Johnson, the US ambassador in the United Kingdom. So President Trump's going to be there, and representing the royal family will be Prince Charles and his wife Camilla. And that's interesting because it brings us back to climate. Prince Charles is a strong environmental advocate, and he's hinted that he will bring up the topic of climate change with President Trump and do what he can to impress some opinions on him.
And Rich, finally, you mentioned Woody Johnson, obviously no relation to Boris Johnson, but has there been any talk about that? Boris Johnson, of course, on our shores is considered to be something of a character. Is he expected to meet with President Trump?
Well, to be honest, Steve, we actually just don't know. Now, you listeners may be aware that before his visit, President Trump gave an interview to the Sun newspaper in which he gave his support for Boris Johnson as Theresa May's successor. She steps down as Prime Minister shortly. So somewhat an unprecedented move there for a US president to give his support to a UK politician, give him their backing. He said he wants to meet Boris Johnson while he's in the UK, but nothing's actually been confirmed. However, in Mr. Trump's schedule, there is a period of, quote, executive time, which has been blocked off. So it's entirely feasible in one of those windows. That's when Mr. Trump might meet his, quote, good friend, Boris Johnson.
And that is BBC correspondent Rich Preston joining us, as you can hear, from protests in London, where President Trump is visiting. Rich, thank you, as always, for your time.
Good to talk to you, Steve.